The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. I want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Tuesday, March the 1st, 2016. Another month has gone by, and we are a quarter of the way through the year. How fast it goes by. So just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And of course, goes without saying, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Make sure you make monetary donations. Yes, go ahead, donate some of your cash so that the overall network can continue to do what it's doing. It's so needed, so necessary, because especially in these times with things that are going on around the world and within our own neighborhoods and in our own cities and in our own states. It's so important that we have Black Talk Radio Network, and that's why you are here. And so make monetary donations. Donate whatever it is that you can, your time, your professional services to Black Talk Radio Network, your events. You know, have Black Talk Radio Network featured in some of your events. Contact Black Talk Radio Network and see how that can be done. You know, this will help the network to grow. This will help the network to get out. Some of the things are very relevant and important because there are so many people that need the information that you've received here on Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here. And it's really time for us to take a proactive role. And if we don't do it, no one else will. So we have to take a vested interest in everyone within our community, within our scope, and within our range that we have them understand. To see some of the things that are going on so that they can prepare themselves accordingly as far as their family and their individual selves, and that will get our overall community where it needs to be. So once again, reach out, tell your friends and family about Black Talk Radio Network and people that you are acquainted with so that the network can grow, and without a doubt, make monetary donations so that this network can really do what it needs to do, and it needs you to support it. That's what's really, really needed and necessary here. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out the post that we posted there. And if you have any questions or comments, you can post them there, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. And while you're there, definitely give us a like if we so deserve, and look at some of the articles, comment if you would like, and would let
Q&A queue is clear.
What is going on? So with that being said, let's check this out. With that being said, let's go to Tando Radio Show and Facebook and check out some of the articles that have been posted since yesterday. Okay, now this one came from Bloomberg. Retirement is looking even worse for Americans. And there's a trifecta of grim news for the nation, women and especially New Yorkers. Check out this article that's there. Let's see this real quick. And this is, you know, they always tell you before different things start to happen. It says that New York has the distinction of being the worst state to retire in, but that doesn't leave the other 49 states on the other 49 off the hook. Big tax burdens and a high cost of living sank the Empire State to the bottom of the heap, according to consumer based website Banksrates.com, and its 2016 report on the best and worst states for retirement. The best state, Wyoming, which has the overall highest score based on the report's six measures: cost of living, health care, crime, weather, and other and the overall well-being of its residents, regardless of which states you call home. If you're a woman, your chances of living in poverty when you pass 65 are alarmingly high, according to the study released by the National Institute of Retirement Security, the NIRS, and a third report. This one is a survey reveals that men or women, West Coast or East Coast or West Coast, it doesn't matter. Most Americans are nervous about the quality of life they will have in retirement. This is so true. Now, why is this so important? Because they are telling you and giving you clues what is going to happen in the future. And you need to take the necessary measures in order to protect yourself. And this is what we've been talking about here at Tando Radio Show, what you need to be doing. Just because if you are retired right now, or you're going into retirement very soon, just because everything seems like it's okay, it's not. You are not going to get what you paid into this, and you're not going to get what is owed and due to you, because the market is going to ensure that you don't get it. Why? Because you are part of the baby boomer generation that has more people than the Ponzi scheme can be able to supply in order to give you. For years and years, you worked at wherever you worked and established your retirement every day, every 2 weeks, you paid into your retirement religiously without failing. And the people that cash was going to, those funds were going to, had a sense of entitlement to that cash, and they used it for themselves and exploited you. Let me tell you how it works. They gave you a promise of, if you just pay me today, I promise I'll take care of you 20, 30, 40 years down the line when you don't have the energy to go back into the job market or go back into the market because of health reasons, age, or because whatever reasons else that you may have. I promise that there will be something for you at the end of the rainbow. And there's going to be a pot of gold for you. But see, this is what's happening. It's nothing but fool's gold that's there, because they fooled you. This was the market's trick on everyone, and everyone needs to protect themselves accordingly. Stop having blind faith in these systems, because as long as you continue to play the game that they've established and play by their rules, they will rule, and they're going to rule you until you are broke and have nothing, because they've already stolen your years and years of labor that you paid into the system. They've used that for their standard of living and their quality of life, and they realize that they don't have to give you anything, nor do they want to. This is why you have economic collapses, and this is why you can almost guarantee that it's going to happen. It doesn't matter what some fast-talking broker at a firm is going to tell you, that, relax, we have a nice building here. This is a nice office here. You're with a reputable company, a company that's been stealing from the general populations since they've been in service. And if they really cared about you, let me ask you this. Why aren't they paying you right away for the work that they're doing for you? Why are they telling you that they're putting this away for you for years in advance? Why? Because they know that, one, the likelihood of you living that long is slim. Two, the likelihood of you the likelihood of you challenging that type of mentality is very slim. And number three, over the progression of time, they can do this. Read every financial statement that you get and everything that you do when investing with them. And you're reading the fine print. That principle is subject to market loss. And the market is dictated by who? Them. And they're going to crash it because they've already stolen what you paid into it. And they've had no intentions of making good on the deal. Why would they? You've already given them what they wanted and what they needed. This is why you better take care of yourself. And there are things that you should be doing. And this is why we have the precious metals class. This is why we have the membership for preparedness, which is only $25 a month. And you will learn what some of the key things to securing yourself through precious metals and securing yourself for the adverse economic events that are going to happen. Listen. This is a clear indication of them telling you what is going to happen. And most of us will just look at this and say, oh, no biggie. It will be a biggie when your retirement is cut in half, then cut completely out. This is what they're going to do. They've already started those wheels in motion. You better get your currency out of that system as soon as you possibly can and put it into things that have never gone into default. And there's a way to do it. And this is so important that you understand this. This is a fraudulent, this is ubiquitous fraud that the market is waging against the everyday people. And they're telling you this because why are they telling you this? Because they're going to crash this system, have it take everything, and then guess who they're targeting now? They don't care about the baby boomers anymore. Who they care about is the millennials now. Now they got to devise a scheme and a system to get them just as caught and trapped as their grandparents and their parents. This is what they do. And they're going to crash it, and they're going to say, these are the new steps that we need to take to ensure that this doesn't happen again. But believe me, it always does, because this is a part of the game. The game is to set you up to lose. And this is why they tell you, pay me now, and I promise, Scout's honor, I'll pay you later. That's always a scam and a con artist talk. So know what's really going on and position yourselves according, like it or not. It doesn't matter if you like what I'm saying a lot or not. The only thing that matters is, are you going to be protected when they come and they destroy the economy for everyone else? And if you don't like what I'm saying as far as taking offense to it, you are going to say no. And I'm going to tell you this. Look at the people in line in Greece, Cyprus, Argentina, Venezuela, and all through the world, Spain, Portugal. Look at all of those people that didn't do anything about the warnings of the economic collapses that were going to be taking place. And when this U.S. dollar finally loses and completely loses its reserve currency status, its confidence in the petrodollar status, all of that is going to return home, and you are going to be the brunt of that burden. You will receive the brunt of that burden. So position yourself accordingly. Get with us. We could help you out. Take the membership class, and that will help you and teach. Take the membership class and learn about the precious metal so that you can position yourself accordingly. Also, we also have where you can learn to trade in the Forex market through iMarketsLiveInternational.com. Every person should be doing this because of this reason. You need to increase your overall revenue stream so that you can take the cash that's coming into your family and into your household, and to maintain the quality of life, but more importantly, reposition that into assets that are going to have real value in the future once this dollar loses confidence throughout the world, which it already has. And that is going to continue to deteriorate. You can learn while you earn with the Forex trading through iMarketsLiveInternational.com. And what it is that you'll be able to do, yes, it's a process to set it all up because, you know, there's different things that you have to set up. You have to set up a brokerage account. But the difference is this. This is much different than some broker that you don't know. And every person, I try to ask them this. The broker that is in charge of your retirement fund, the broker that's in charge of your stocks, the broker that is in charge of your mutual funds, the broker that's in charge of whatever brokerage house that you decided to go with. Let me ask you a question. Do you know their name? Answer, no. Do you know them personally? Answer, no. Do you know their moral convictions? You know their drinking habits, their drug habits, their gambling habits, their marital status. How many times were they married? How much alimony? How much child support? Do you know anything financially about them? No, 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 no. Do you know their moral convictions? No. So why in the world are you going to give someone that you don't know your life savings? Have you lost your mind? But see, the school, the training, the obedience training that we get from school tells us to lose our mind and have blind faith, which is always the first step to genocide. And because of you can't answer those questions, you don't know these people, nor do they know or care about you. They look at you as a end to their means. So you better start to take a vested interest in your financial future, and there's a way to do it. I'm not trying to sound hard. I'm not trying to scare you. What I am trying to tell you is the truth, and the truth supersedes our emotional controlling of how we feel, because the truth stands alone. So make sure that you are your own financial advisor, because who better to take care of you than you? You know yourself, you know your moral standings, your convictions, you know your drinking habits, your drug habits, your gambling habits, your moral convictions, your marital status, your whatever status that you're in. You know. That's the person that should be in charge of your financial well-being. That's who should understand. Why in the world would you give that type of influence, that type of power, and that importance in your life to a perfect stranger just because they have a degree on the wall, just because they went to a school, just because they work at a so-called prestigious institution that has been stealing throughout their whole time in the market itself? They are the market manipulators. When in the world are you going to pull back the blinders and see the truth and stand next to it? This is so, so important. And I say these things for our elderly and for the people that are retiring, because let me tell you, once this collapse happens, if you haven't positioned yourself accordingly, we all will suffer, because some of the things that you know will be lost, because many of our elders will lose their mind when things go awry, because they paid so much into this false promise that another man has given. There is no assurance that this economic climate is going to maintain its overall being, this ability to pay. It could, but because of the ubiquitous fraud that is rampant throughout all of the markets, it won't happen. And they're telling you this now. And they're telling you this for the reason that they're setting up the next generation. They've already counted you in as lost. This is why you see some of the healthcare changes. This is why you're seeing some of the healthcare changes with the death panels, with people deciding if you're going to get treatment or so on and so on, because of your age. See, they've already used you for what they wanted to use you for. Now they just want you to go away. But see, the baby boomers and some of the intrinsic knowledge and capabilities of these baby boomers is so imperative for our overall future at large. Our young people, our middle-aged people need to get with our elders and devise the ways around and restructuring what has been broken in all of the distorted and the malevolent agendas that have been set forth in front of us all, that is smothering and suffocating everyone. But what they're going to do is they're going to bring the conflict and the crisis. And that in itself is going to cause people to give up. And this is why you can't have blind faith. This is why you need to be in charge of your own financial future. You need to know exactly what's going on in the world, how you can benefit from it. If there's going to be a brokerage house that you're going to pay, let it begin and end with your first name and your last name. Let it be the brokerage house of your last name. You have to become your own bank. You have to become your own financial advisor. You have to become your own self-advisor. Source of your own self You have to become your own self-serving resource towards your prosperity. Because you can do it. And once you start thinking and start doing those things, you become from becoming a consumer that actually benefits the industry of consumption, and you become a prodigious saver. Now you become economically relevant. This is what we want to make sure that this happens. And through some of the trading within the Forex market, you can do that and there are some things that you need to learn in order to trade. But let me tell you, one of the great things in this is that you can finally start to increase a revenue stream that you could possibly fire your boss and hire the best financial advisor in the world that you can hire. You can hire yourself and pass this down to future generations. And let what the market uses against you, you can use against the market. Because they're not going to collapse the major economy, person, the retirees economy, and the everyday person that is paid cash. That's whose economy that they're going to collapse. And 99.99% of the people is going to be people that you know that they're going to collapse their economy on. It's going to be you if you allow it. Take the necessary steps now. So check out that article. Very, very important article. Wanted to just chime in on that. My man, Brother Braggs, if you're listening, definitely give us a call today because I wanted to hear your take on a couple of things. Next, we have how to deal with a bankrupt government. This also comes from Bloomberg. See this? Let me tell you, I post these because this is the system telling you. One thing that will be said is that they will say after they collapse the economy, they will say there is no reason why you shouldn't have known. And guess what? They're absolutely right. Failing to anticipate is one of the key components in having a failed outcome. When you fail to anticipate, you are setting yourself up to fail. And so now they're putting these types of articles and they're telling these things for a reason. They're telling you this because they're telling you what they're going to do to you in the very near future, and they're doing right now as we speak. Their school of obedience has taught you to stay in line and to look at these things and say, oh, everything is going to be okay. Nothing happened yesterday. No, yes, a lot did happen yesterday. Nothing affected me today. No, a lot did happen to affect you today. But it's so deeply rooted that you can't even see it. But at the appropriate time, when they're ready, it's going to be too late and the trap will have already been sprung. And you will be in the net, which most of us already are. We can't handle. The truth of the matter is this, and I want you to think for one moment and honestly answer this question. Your ATM card doesn't work. The banks are closed. You have no cash in your possession. And when that happens, how long could you maintain your quality of life from what you have right now? How long can you maintain your quality of life when the lights go out? And I'm going to answer this for most people. May not be a lot of people that's listening to the Tando Radio Show because we've been doing this. But your friends and your family, not one of them could survive that for 3 months, for 2 months. Some of them won't even make it through 2 weeks. That is the truth of the matter. And they are the same individuals that have no clue as to what's going on by way of ignorance or by way of just having normalcy bias. Oh, they know it could, but they don't care to prepare for it, or they don't think it will. Well, your thoughts haven't changed much in the world. Your thoughts are used against you in the world. And this is why this stuff is so important. So let's check out this real quick. It says, hopefully you didn't lose. Oh boy. All right. It comes up in the next second or so. And it says how to deal with a bankrupt government. Argentina's government has agreed to terms with the country's main holdout creditors. And it's a 15-year saga of financial mismanagement seems to end. There seems to be ending. That's the good news. It would be even better if the lessons from the fiasco could be learned so that nothing similar happens again. To be sure, the main lesson is to don't borrow more than you can afford. But there's another as well. The long war between Argentina and its creditors points to a dangerous gap in international financial systems. When a government can't pay its debt, no bankruptcy court to step in to supervise. Argentina is proof of that since the arrangement is needed. Argentina's new president broke the stalemate by choosing to make a deal. Elliott Management and other hedge funds brought Argentina's debt on the treat, then passed for payments in full, even though many of their creditors had settled for partial repayments as litigation drug on. The U.S. court took the holdout side, particularly because of Argentina's sustained it went out on me. Hopefully it comes back. But basically, this is what happened in Argentina. Great point here is you never, ever borrow more than you can pay back. How about this? Never borrow ever. Never borrow ever. And let me tell you why this is going to be the thing. What happened with Argentina was set up. Argentina is not out of the woods. This is going to only grow. This is just what's going on right now. Argentina is in default and will continue to be in default. But guess what? The U.S. has roughly about 3.5, I believe we're going to take a look at it, $3.1 trillion in assets when the national debt is $20 trillion. And that's just what's reported. And that's more than five times. That's roughly 6.5 times their assets. Do you know what that means? Just imagine this. You have a house note where you make $50,000 a year, but you have a house and you try to go in and purchase a house that's $400,000 a year. That's what it means. You're going to go into default regardless of who you are. And you're going to lose all of your assets. You're going to lose your quality and standard of living. Doesn't matter who it is. This is where we are. So check out that article that's there. Let me get logged back in. Got kicked out. So just bear with me 1 second, everyone. And this is the lesson that we need to understand, that this is here and this is now, and why we need to appropriately take the necessary steps in order to ensure that what our labor that we've placed into the market over the years is not lost because they decided to collapse the market and to seize everything that you were owed and due. And this is what happened with Argentina. This was a strategy to bankrupt Argentina, and the same strategy that was used in Cyprus, Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, France, Germany, United States, Venezuela, is the same institutional members, that fraternity of the market manipulators. Because see, what they want to do is they want to be able to take your assets from you by legal means, from getting you into debt. So they don't have to do what? Pay for it. It is the easiest way to take assets from a person is to simply get them into debt and to claim it through receivership. And that is what's happening throughout the world, because this is the agenda that they have in order to maintain the overall slave paradigm that they continue to reinvent and revolutionize century after century in different forms. And if you know history, you can see where you are and how they're doing this daily. So important. Argentina is not out of the woods. There is no economy that is out of the woods. They are going to purposely destroy all of these economies because it serves their purpose. They're able to take everything. You've already paid into pensions. You've already paid into these things. They're not going to give you what was owed and due. This is called an exaction. And you need to understand that, because that was the fundamental basis of the Civil Rights Bill, and it's the fundamental basis of theft by organized crime. So everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to jump back into this. Today's show, we're going to be talking about The Winds of War Part 2. If you have any questions or comments, definitely get you call in and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Kando Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick momentary breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for chiming in and listening today. And if you would like to jump in on the conversation anytime, definitely give us a call. Number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. If there's a question that you have, we don't know everything, but would love to engage in a dialogue with you all. If you agree or disagree, that's great. You still have a voice that could, very, very relevant. And I would just say, so just make sure that you bring some solutions to everything, because that is going to help people. Let us know. Or if you have some comments about some of the things that we've said today, yesterday, or throughout our time on air, without a doubt, you could bring that up at any time. Would love to talk to you. A dialogue is much, much more important than a monologue. So But that being said, wanted to go back to some of the events that we have. What's in the news? Forgot to say that. So next one we have from Bloomberg. It says, watch 5 years of oil drill collapse in seconds, of oil drilling collapse in seconds. Check out that very, very telling. And this is a part of the overall what's happening globally, because what they want to do is that this is going to allow for infrastructures to be sold for pennies on a dollar while destroying the economy. The Great Depression was contrived. The Great Recession was contrived. This Greater Depression is contrived. And it's going to come in a very destructive way, and it's already making itself known. Okay, so check that article out. Next one we have is from Bloomberg also. It says U.S. dollar shortage and a lack of global liquidity. And this one had a video with it. And hopefully you people checked it out. And if you did, please check this out. Very, very telling. What was basically going on here? What they were saying was that a strong dollar is deflationary, which is very true. They gave you some truths, but they deceived you in the end. What's basically happening is this. The world is moving away from the dollar, and that is bringing in deflation. And I've always said it's going to be deflation before hyperinflation, because the rest of the world is not going to want the U.S. dollar. And right now, the rest of the world is still using it, and it's going up in value. But guess what? That is the death knell of it all. A lot of people say, well, the U.S. dollar is going up, so if everything was bad, wouldn't it be going down? No. It's going to go the opposite way before it explodes. There's something in the universe called stars. You've seen them. You've seen the effect of them. Our sun is a star. And whenever a star, before a star disintegrates, it has a process of known as a supernova. And what happens is that the sun actually, or the star, gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it explodes. And when it explodes, it throws everything out. And it's no longer there. It's known as a supernova. The dollar is going to go through a supernova event. Let me tell you how, in my opinion, how this works and how it's going to happen. Very important. The dollar going to supernova is because of this. Right now, the dollar is going up. It's not devaluing. It's losing the currency war. And what that means is this. The key to a currency war is not to win it, but to lose it. China, Russia, and the BRIC nations are losing the currency war because they're winning the overall economic war. How are they doing that? They are pushing and devaluing their dollar so that other countries can do trade with them and get a deal. You can't do trade with the United States because the dollar is so high, and get any form of deal is going to cost you even more. And I ask you, do you go to a store and buy something that's considerably higher? Or do you go to the one where you can make a deal and get more for what it is that you're doing? See, this is the things that they don't tell you. They don't want you to know. This has a very macro and micro economic approach to it all. The whole world right now, the dollar is strong. Yes, some people are using it to protect themselves, but pretty soon they're going to get rid of it because its confidence will be lost, because it won't be able to do what it was doing before. And what do I mean by that? A barrel of oil will be sold on the market, and it won't use the U.S. dollar. And if it doesn't use the U.S. dollar, there will be no demand for the U.S. dollar. If there's no demand for the U.S. dollar, the dollar is not popular. And if it's not popular, people are going to put their attention on other things that are popular. But they're going to do this in a way that's even more beneficial to them. They're going to make their currency popular, so that they can gain and have the quality of life that their so-called American general population has had for 100 or 200 years and has been the envy of the world. But see, that was the setup. And guess what? We bought along into it thinking that it was all good. What we should have been doing, if you've ever traveled anywhere in the world and then you hear people come back and they say, it's nothing like coming back to the United States. See, that was the arrogance of their tongue, not really understanding what is going on in the world. The U.S. was enslaving countries, especially countries with assets, in order for you to have the false quality of life that you have right now. When we should have been saying, wait a minute, something is not right here. Why isn't this is off balance? It's not evenly yoked here. But see, the only thing that we cared about here in the United States was our small issues. They weren't small. Because see, what happens is when you control people, you never have a small approach to it all. You have a global approach to it all. And what they were doing was that they were building you up to be the great, as some nations call you, the great Satan. They were building you up to be the great Satan so that they can say Babylon and Satan has fallen. Because you're the target. So that the rest of the world can see that the lifestyle that you had, that they had wanted so much, where people were doing God-awful things to get here in order to have the quality of life. And what happens is this. These countries, the countries of the world, and particularly the BRIC nations, the emerging markets, they call them the EMs, the emerging economies, and the ASEAN nations no longer want to provide for your quality of life. Why? Because you don't deserve it. You don't do anything for it. You don't create anything for it. You don't manufacture anything for it. Why don't you? Because the same people that you pay taxes to and you vote for constantly have destroyed the economic capability of this country. Purposely done. So that the setup can be complete. So where you'll look at fighting each other from a standpoint of nationality, where you'll fight for a flag, and guess what? You're only fighting against yourself. It is really called, I like to term it as patriotic suicide when you engage in these activities, because this is what's going to happen. These countries are now starting to establish trade deals. Trade deals among themselves where they will be the benefit for their production and their manufacturing from their country. And instead of cutting out the middleman, no. They're cutting off the head, in which the head is looked at as the Western banking institutions or the United States. They cut them out so that we can get what we deserve and what's due to us. So then now, every barrel of oil that's sold is not going to be sold in U.S. dollars. It's already being done. Right now, as we speak, Iran is selling oil to France, a NATO nation, an ally, so-called a strong ally of the U.S. They're selling oil to France, and France is paying them not in dollars, but in euros. And this is happening everywhere. The largest oil producers are requiring now that they be paid in another currency, their own currency, gold or some other currency that they accept, and the U.S. dollar is not one. Don't get mad at me. We need to get mad at ourselves. I got mad at myself when I first started to realize this. I said, how in the world did I allow this for myself to be deceived this way? Because this is what they teach you in their schools of obedience. And it's so important. So when the dollar loses that position, and it already has, all those dollars are going to return because the star of America is going to go into supernova and explode. And my thing is that I just hope that you won't be a part of the projectiles when it explodes. This is what we have to change. We don't just need to change the way we do business here in America. We need to change the way we do business throughout the world. Because we all have been set up. You know, hate has an expiration date. They allow the hate to go on in a certain region for so long, but then they realize that it won't be able to sustain the energy that it had before. So what do? Collapse. And start fresh and new, and they maintain control. While you send our sons, daughters, neighbors, family members to fight their wars for their means of life. And while you lose and we lose all of our prosperity in life. Have you not noticed something? That there's famines, wars, and diseases throughout the land for a reason, because the people of the world have not changed their overall direction. They continue to sit at the seat of deceit and allow themselves to be victimized by people that they've given blind faith to. Your energy is so important. So that's how, right now, this dollar is strong. But it's telling you the strength of this dollar is deceptive. It is going into supernova, and at the appropriate time, it will explode. It will explode. And I just hope that you won't be a part of this projectile that it will throw out in destruction. So check out that article from Bloomberg. Next one we have. Japan may get paid to borrow for 10 years. The Japanese government is likely to get paid to borrow money for a decade for the first time when it sells some 2.4 trillion yen, about $21 billion of debt Tuesday. And this is the first time that they're selling their debt at a negative interest rate. Japan sells 10-year bonds at negative yields for the first time. The Japanese government got to pay to borrow money for a decade for the first time, selling 2.2 trillion yen, $19.5 billion of its debt at an average yield of minus 0.024% on Tuesday. The sale drew bids 3.2 times the amount of the security offers, the first increase in demand since the auction in December, according to the finance ministry. Japan's government bonds of as long as 5 years in maturity sold at an average yield below zero for the first time last month, after the Bank of Japan pushed yields lower across the curve with announcing the negative interest rate on January the 29th, and there's a chart that's there. You need to see this chart. Now, let me tell you something. The negative interest rate is killing you. And this is their whole setup, quantitative easing, the negative interest rate. All of these policies are destructive to your overall ability to retire or save or have or maintain any quality of life for which you've already gave energy to into the market through your productive work. They're destroying your prosperity. They're destroying your capabilities. This is what they do. And this is why it's so important that you remove yourself from their system. And this is right here in front of you, plain and simple. And one of the things with negative interest rates They're doing this for a reason, because there's a war on cash right now. It wasn't enough just to take your retirement. What they want to do is take your ability to continue to participate in the economy without them being paid first at the rate of pay that they require. This is all a part of the run on cash to get rid of cash. See, I don't have a problem with getting rid of cash, but I understand that cash has a purpose. And one of the purposes of cash is not to save any, but the purpose of cash is one of the main things for the purpose of the cash is for it to be a medium of exchange. See, what it is they don't want you to have a medium of exchange without first paying them, paying your king, your queen, your ruler, what is owed and what's due to them when nothing is. And this is how they're going to continue to destroy. And they're going to get rid of cash, and they're going to put you on digital currencies, because once they put you on digital currency, they got you. Completely got you. Most of the currency today is digital. When they start the quantitative easing programs, that's just digital cash that they're creating. And they're getting rid of physical. Now, physical cash offers you some leverage. And the leverage that it offers you is a medium of exchange. But with that rate of the exchange, the purchasing power of that exchange is going to be determined by them in so many ways. But what it still does is that by taking cash out of your hands, and believe me, you don't need to start hoarding cash. That's what they don't care if you do that by what the game that they're playing. You're way behind. But what they're going to do is they're going to take cash away for this purpose and this main purpose and reason only. The number one reason is that you will not be able to buy nor sell without having the mark of the beast. It's already been the mark of the beast. Cash is one example of it. But they're going to now take that digitally so that you can't escape at all. Have you noticed everywhere that you go, there's really no need for cash registers anywhere anymore. Everything is card transactions now. And let me tell you what this means for the Black community. The Black community is reliant upon a cash system, because a lot of people in our community aren't able to do any banking for various reasons. And we have an economy that's based in cash. And when they destroy that economy, as always, you're going to be the bearer of the brunt, first and last. Queen, cash rules everything around me. Do not allow your addiction to cash become your hamstring or your death knell, because it will. It was created by man, so they have the patent on it. And we need to stop walking away from what God has created. Because when you walk away from what God has created, then you're walking into the liar's den and the temple of the money changers. This is why Jesus, biblically, Jesus grabbed the cat and nine tail and started to whip people in the temple, because he said that you can't turn my father's house into a den of thieves. And so many of us want to broker deals with thieves. Anytime you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. This is where we are. And if you look at it from that biblical standpoint, it says this: the money changers, they have changed what money was. No, they didn't change. You have accepted what they said money was.
money is still money. And cash, my friends, is not money. Nor is digital currency money. It is what it says it is. It's currency. So these are some of the things that you definitely need to know and be preparing for in this whole thing. So going to, wow, time is flying. But if you have any questions or comments, we have a caller that's in queue. Going to go to them right now. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. The hit star 61. I will see you in queue and bring you over. We have a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. How you doing? This is Jerry from Chattanooga.
Jerry, what's going on, my man, my brother? What's happening?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Fantastic, man. Always good to hear your voice, man. What's going on, Jerry? How's everything coming? How's your knee?
It's doing better. It's doing better. I'm coming along. I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay. Definitely.
I got a few comments, but my first.
Go ahead, brother.
Is when everything turns digital, will we be able to use real money within society or only in the black market?
Great question. Jerry's question was, when they get rid and where digital currency starts to rule and the market collapses and everything else, will real money be able to be used in the overall general market, or are we only going to be able to use it in the black market? Great, great question. And my opinion is this, both. But the timing of it is going to be critical. At what time? What happens here is this. In my opinion, this is what's going to happen. Right now, the BRIC nations, led by China, is taking the lead on this. They are part of the IMF SDR system, Special Drawing Rights System. They've taken that position since November, which was the death of the U.S. dollar in our standard of living here. What they're going to do, China is going to back their currency with gold. But not only China. China is smart. China is going to, even though this is one big fraternity against all of the people of the world, but what they're going to do is this. They're going to require all of the BRIC nations and the ASEAN nations to do the exact same thing. This is why all of the nations in the world, the smart ones right now, are doing what? Trying to repatriate their gold. See, China is smart enough not to be the only reserve currency of the world. So what they're going to do is they're going to set the example and back their currency with gold. Russia's already calling for that as we speak. I think I posted that in Tando, or I meant to post that today. And then all of the other BRIC nations are going to do that. The BRIC nations are going to do it, and that is going to be the economic indication and the economic barometer of the whole world. So initially, what's going to happen is that in the collapse, you're not going to want to use your real money. You're going to use it in the black market, or you're going to trade different things. But once everything settles down and it goes back to having an economy, then the world will require that the confidence in currency be backed by something of confidence. And that's going to be the precious metals. So that's my opinion. That's what I'm seeing. But that time period between that happening and where the black market will rule, let me tell you something. In every currency collapse, in every collapse of economies, there's a black market that swells up and is stronger than any mandate any government can control. And that is going to be one of the ways that you may have to survive what's coming. And believe me, they're not going to want your monopoly pieces of paper. They're not going to want your coupons. They're going to want and demand that you trade in something of value, because they will have lost confidence in the dollar. Not only is the rest of the world going to lose confidence in the dollar, you are too. And how are you going to lose confidence in the dollar? Because it's going to require that you bring $100, $200 to get a gallon of milk. Will you have any confidence in the dollar then? No. None whatsoever. You're going to say, I don't want that worthless piece of paper. So, to answer that question, Jerry, that's what I see happening, and that's how I see it going to be a part of the play out, and there are definitely things that you need to do to position yourself accordingly. Did I answer that question for you, bruh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you did. My next question was, during that collapse and working via the black market, are there some staple point items that all of us who's listening to Pandora Radio should get? And when I say staple points, I mean like items to trade. You know, one time a few months ago I mentioned like little cheap whiskey and alcohol that they could hold on hand, but people gonna want something to drink to deal with their problems.
Right.
Brother Davis mentioned matches, the blue diamond matches. Are there any other staple points that we should be trying to obtain during this accumulation phase, so that we can trade and not have to trade our precious metals?
Smart question. And Jerry is asking this question for the general listener's benefit, because Jerry knows some of those things. And one of the things that Jerry said is alcohol. Alcohol is going to have a very, very relevant role in that. And what you could really do is you could look at history and see some of the things that do have relevance at this time. Real assets will be in demand, and alcohol will be one for a lot of things. One, because of its medicinal uses, is going to be critical for that in that standpoint. And just some of the other intrinsic things that it has outside of just drinking it. And then there's going to be that also, the drinking aspect of it. So that is known as a good barter item, okay, alcohol. There are many, many things. The key is, there are so many assets that are necessary. You know, food is one. Water is another. Different. There are things that have real intrinsic value are the things that you're going to need to require, that you're going to have a requirement of, and the staple items are there. So, and the key to this whole thing is that in order for you to prepare, you can't wait for the actual major events to happen, because then you're not preparing. What you're doing is responding to the threat. And so what you need to do is you need to prepare. Preparing means that you are getting ready for something when it hasn't happened already. And you need to use that time, and we call it the accumulation phase. You need to accumulate the assets that are going to be in demand, but not only in demand, but the assets that you are going to need to maintain your family. Being able to feed, take care of, you know, I always call it the table of preparedness, and that's food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. It's I like to say that's the table of preparedness. Each one is a leg, and then there's the countertop on it. With that, and if any of those areas are lacking, then your whole table will fall, because all it takes is for one area of your table of preparedness not to be serviced or not to be given attention, and everything has the potential to be lost. And you have to do those things when no one else is looking. There are so many different things, so many different items. And this is why we have the membership and the training that we have to get you prepared in those areas. But it is so critical. It's so critical that we stop doing what the general mainstream media wants us to do right now. And that is just to be entertained, and just don't worry about it. Let the overall governments handle the things. And we are on the verge of world war, global nuclear war. And once that happens, there is no supplies that are going to move. Right now, as we speak, the Baltic Dry Index is at the lowest it's been. Basically, the shipping of goods throughout the world has slowed down the lowest it's ever been. That is telling you where we are. So Yes, Gary, that's what I would definitely recommend. And I would seriously say to people that you need to get in groups with your family and your friends that you can trust and establish preparedness groups and get ready for what's coming and learn as much as you possibly can. Because once this thing starts to kick off, the only thing that you're going to be able to rely on is what you have. Because things are going to be a very difficult challenge in order to acquire. So I want to spare you all of that pain. Jerry, did I answer your question, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You always do. And that was funny how you kicked that off about me already knowing. That's, I got one more question, and then I'm
yes,
going to call back.
No, you're good.
Is there a small number of precious metals for those of us who can't acquire as much as we would like? Is there a small number that we should shoot for? And once we get that, you know, accumulated a little bit by little bit, but I think it's somewhat easier if we have a
goal.
We have like a mainstay, goal to set to say I want to get this. Because more times than not, if we have that goal, then we'll push a little harder to reach it, and then after we meet it, then we'll get a little bit more as we go. So is there a small number of precious metals, say silver, that we should be shooting for before we while we're getting everything together?
Great question again. And I would say yes. And I would say that and how I would quantify this is this is, and this is part of out of our precious metals class. For every person on the planet, there is 1/10 of an ounce of silver for every person on this planet. If every person in this planet was given 1/10 of an ounce of silver, all of the silver in the world would be gone. So, and that's really small. That's the size of a dime. The key to this whole thing is that on the physical side of silver, you just get what you can. It's required that you have at least 1 ounce. And when you get 1 ounce, you're actually taking off of the market 10 people's allotment or allowance of gold. You're taking off 10 people. And so I'm saying that from this standpoint. The key to this whole thing is to understand that most people in the world haven't even seen any silver and gold or understand the real value of it. And so when you have whatever it is that you can get is what you should get. Shoot for your first ounce and then you to get to 10 ounces or 5 ounces. And you just continue, because this is the thing. It's just like saving, okay? What they taught you about saving in cash is the mentality that you should be taking towards silver. I never say an amount that you should have. What I should say is this. Whatever you have in excess, after you take care of your liabilities, your responsibilities, you look at what you want to save, and that's what you should be putting in the metal. But there's a way in which you need to do it, and if you don't do it correctly, you won't have it for long. There's a way that you need to do it, and if you don't do it correctly, you will lose it. You, no matter how much you know or how much you think you know about the precious metals or how what your experience has been with the precious metals, if you don't know, you are going to lose it, and you're going to lose it quickly. So it's just as important to understand why as to how. And the thing that I would say to shoot for is whatever you can save, not in cash, because that's not money. You want to save in precious metals, silver being a good one to start with because its overall entry point is much less. So I would say you start off with your first 10th of an ounce and grow from there, because that's what the world can give you in supply. And then when you go from there, and the key to that is this, when you have physical metals, there's less metals for the world that it can produce. There's a finite amount of it. So that's the key and the power to it. So hopefully I answered your question there, Jerry.
Yes, Dave, and I'm a file back, and I'm a take myself out of queue, and I'm a continue listening. I may have another question, but I'm gonna just sit back and wait.
For sure, brother. Thank you so much, man. Great questions, and I thank you for asking those questions to help our listeners out as much as possible, because those are some very pointed questions. You know, you've been in this some time, and to just continue, we continue to do what we can do, and believe me, that will be enough. So much love, much respect to you and the family, Jerry. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Okay, bro. And if you have a question, just pop in. All right, let's go to the next caller that we have in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yo, Brother Davis, Brother Davis.
Brother Davis, what's going on, Brother Davis?
All right, man, I'm cruising here. It's raining, though. But listen, I wanted to come back to let people know, too, during this atrium of time, you could literally go online and learn a skill that you can barter with. So if you want to learn something that's going to be able to be applicable, go online and learn farming and learn how to do small farms and learn what seasons and first, my wife said first aid. And another thing is small engine repair. Utilize your time so that you become more of an effective person in the circumstance. And the reason why I say that is because right now the internet puts information at your doorstep. Go ahead and apply some of that knowledge and just store it till you need it. You'll be surprised on somebody having the ability to rewire a transistor radio. When people think they're totally outdated, you're going to be surprised how they show up again. So don't think that because you're not coming from the standpoint of silver and gold that you can't come from the standpoint of creating value in yourself. I just wanted to add that, brother.
And that's so true, because what's going to happen is that we're going to move from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And the bad thing about that is that most of us, the assets that we've had have been taken away from us. But the key is that you can become an asset. Let me tell you something. There are no doctors. And this is one of the reasons I believe that they started to kill a lot of these doctors. There is no doctor that will be hungry. But those doctors have to be careful, because they can be captured, because they're going to be sought after by a lot of different people. But what Brother Davis is saying is increase your overall intrinsic value by what you know, because once you've learned something and you've mastered something, it can never be taken away from you. And you yourself and your abilities will be sought after. And you may not need to actually purchase as many things, because things will come to you as payment because of what you can do. But I would always say, learn as much as you can, become as broad over as you possibly can. Learn the critical things. And definitely, if every doctor or paramedic, listen, one of the things that I used to say, and Brother Davis and Sister Davis were always there in RDP, learn, go and take a paramedics, an EMT class, not for a grade, but to learn the overall skill. Because those individuals, a lot of those individuals, especially the ones that I knew in Los Angeles that were the paramedics that were there, they were better than the doctors. They were better than the emergency room doctors, and they were able to do miracles. So learn that, not for a grade, but for a trade, in a vocation. Very, very critical and important. And I'm glad Brother Davis brought that up, because if you increase your overall intrinsic value in how to do certain things, from farming, agriculture, to first aid, to electronics, to carpentry, to mechanics, to general engineering and everything else, you will become quite, quite valuable. And you know, the information is there. Go to the University of YouTube. And that's what it is. This is a university that just doesn't give you a piece of paper. In the future, it's not one person is going to ask for your degree. They're going to see your degree of worth by what you can do. That's called an intrinsic value, and that's called an asset-based economy. The debt-based economy is nothing but a piece of paper. How many people you know that have gone to school, got a piece of paper, and it's been worthless for them? Because it's a piece of paper. And you haven't really, you've learned how to function in their society based off what they want you to know. You need to know what you can sustain yourself with so that you can be self-determining and sovereign, even within a captured land. So very important. Great points. Thank you so much, Brother and Sister Davis.
Hey, Dave, I just wanted to add something.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. I was going to come back to you.
I was going to say, when the brother was talking about preparation, also one of the things that, and I'm going to do a show. If it's not this week, it'll be next week because I have some time off. But I want to do a show because if you look for, like, for example, if you have a glass full of orange juice, you cannot put more orange juice in it until you take something out. Same thing with preparation. You cannot, you just can't keep preparing and putting things in without getting rid of the things you don't need. And right now in society, we kind of have a problem of letting go things we don't need. But when the lights go out, you're going to just turn your lights out for a day. Just a Saturday afternoon toward the evening, turn the lights out till Sunday morning and see exactly what you needed to go 12 hours. It'll be a whole new world. You'll know exactly, have an idea of what you need and what you don't need. For example, the video game. You don't need that. Right now is a good time, especially if you have maybe two or three systems. Maybe you got one in the den, one in the bedroom, one that you use. Well, get rid of them right now. Because guess what? All those naysayer people that we know that ain't got a clue, sell it to them. Sell it to somebody. Somebody will buy it. But you don't have a use for it. Then take that money and invest it in something else to fill up your cup. You know, because when you start going out to the stores, you get on eBay or Amazon and you start seeing what solar power lighting is and how much it costs and everything you're going to need, you're going to see it's very expensive. And as time goes forward, like you said earlier, things are going to be in less supply. So that means it's going to be a higher demand. That means things are going to cost more. So look around. I mean, and I tell women all the time, I know you are not using all those pocketbooks. So get rid of some of them. You know what I mean? If you want to really keep some really good ones that are your favorites, fine. But you still got 12 you could get rid of. Even if you sold them for $10 a piece, that's money to work with to do something else that you need. Because one thing we're going to have to learn is to live without certain things. And you can start conditioning yourself right now. Even your children. Have your children go in their toy boxes, pull out stuff that they don't really need. And they can learn to sell it. They can learn to barter. They can learn to get rid of it. And then when the lights go out, you'll have some things that you need at your disposal because you purchased them. But I've been on Amazon. That stuff is expensive. You know, when you're looking at solar powered lanterns and different types of heating equipment or solar power or Band-Aids or whatever, you know what I mean? That stuff is expensive. When you're looking at how do you dry food, you might get a food dehydrator, that's $30, $40 off the top, which is affordable compared to what it's going to yield you. But right now we have to start downsizing within our mind. What is most important? And taking that money, regenerating it, and purchasing what you really need. And that's what people, you know, that's part of prepping. Because you cannot take it all with you.
Yep, so true. And you know, these are the things that, the fundamental things that we have, the things that you don't need, you need to totally get rid of them. Sell them and then use that cash to get other assets that you will need that are going to be essential. You know, there's a commercial that's out right now. And let me tell you something. The predictive programming is so thick, but we don't really realize the things, how thick they are. There's a commercial out right now. It's a cable commercial and they have some Quakers in the commercial. And then the neighbor has high speed internet. While the settler, they said, we're settlers, you know, we have this and everything else. One of the commercials that their uncle is there, our brother or something is in the small little tub with a little piece of clothes hanger, and then you know, with a piece of paper hung over, and he's in the bathtub, and he says, "I need my privacy." Well, what is happening there? It's predictive programming. They're telling you that we're going to be going back, and it's not just that. When you just look at that, you don't see it. But when you start to look at everything else, and you start to put everything together, now you can see what this is really going on, because these people tell you everything. What happened is here.
You are so right. That commercial, I saw it, and they called the settlers because they are settling for basic things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the wife comes up and says, "Well, honey, we need such and such." And he was like, "No, you don't. All you got to do is smack your leg and make the music." I was so tickled. But I saw it just the same way you saw it. I was like, what are they trying to tell us? But they're telling you, guess what? And you know what, with cable, one thing about cable, when we were living in South Carolina, I guess, I don't know, the cable got cut off or whatever. And we were fooling with the TV, and we flipped the switch from cable to air. We had 30 channels on air. Man, we haven't had cable since. Then what we did was, with our laptop, what we did is that we invested and got just internet, which was like $14 a month. Just right. High-speed internet, no cable. Then we hooked up our laptop to our TV by HDMI cord. Then whenever we wanted to watch movies or anything, we went to Netflix or whatever, pulled them up, and then we had the 30 channels that was on air. And then I think we went out and bought a digital, kind of like about a $20 digital antenna, and got about 20 more channels. And then people were arguing. I was telling other people, I said, "No, you don't need cable." They were arguing with me. They said, "No, if we disconnect the cable, the TV won't work." I said, "That was programming back. Remember when they changed from analog to digital? And they said if you didn't have that box, that there was no digital, there was no channels in the air. All that was a lie. Everybody ran out and bought the $150 box, and then they discounted it down to $99, and then you needed one in every room. That was such a programming ploy, and all you had to do was flip from from cable to air on your TV with your remote, and everything comes straight through. And they make hundreds of thousands of dollars on those little cable boxes that you didn't even need, and nobody even just took the time to flip the TV. Because once we figured that out, man, we didn't do no cable, because we don't watch that much TV like that anyway. But you do want to have maybe ABC, CBS, things in case, you know, for news or whatever. And, and I was arguing with people. People were arguing with me. "No, there's no channel." I was like, "Well, come to my house and watch my TV."
We had Magic Jack with
David Lowe. Then we did Magic Jack on the, you know, since we had the high-speed internet, we bought Magic Jack, and we paid, I think, $19 a year on with the Magic Jack, with voice over internet. Since all we invested in was the internet. $14 a month. We did that for about 2 years, and we were living in South Carolina. And other people were paying $200 for 500 channels that you can't watch.
Right. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
No, I was going to say, I said, but that's what downsizing is. We save so much money, that's what downsizing is. And a lot of people were, like I said, they'll argue with you that, no, it's not that. But, you know, everybody just does not need 500 channels. Now, you do need the internet from time to time. If you have children, people have to research. You know, we have to do tune-in. You know, so you need, sometimes you need your internet. But, you know, we did not need a cable costing $200 a month. And some people fall into that trap so decisively. And it is nothing but programming. Programming of the program.
Yep. And they do that now with smartphones. And that's what superseded that. Smartphones have taken over from that. And Sister Davis, you're absolutely, I can't wait till you do a show, Sister Davis. That's going to be so good and so needed because of just because of, you know, who you are and what it is that you guys have to share. I really, really do appreciate, and it's really time for all of us to really understand how serious things are. And this is why we do the things that we do.
Because it's really about the finances right now. And I'm just going to tell you real quick what I did. And then when I have the show, I'll tell you more about it. I went to Walmart about the other day. We were out west. We went to the Walmart. They had all these shoes on sale for $3. All these boots, like little kid boots, little baby boots. And all the boots was $5, and most of them were $3. Nice ones. I already know when I get back home, I'm flipping them suckers. I know I'll get $10 feet. I already know. Because they're brand new. I give them to Once Upon a Child, which is a consignment shop. And what's unique about them is that they will receive things of any season, because some places will only receive the season that's upcoming. So that would mean I would have to put those shoes in a box till the end of summer, till they get ready for fall. But I already know this particular place will take the shoes now. And I already know I'll get at least $10 a piece. Because when I was selecting them, I was very selective in what I was selecting. And I'm telling you, right here in this truck, we have about 20 pairs of boots. And they were all $3 a piece. I got a couple of them that was $2 a piece.
And they're falling on me when I drive.
But I already know that I have to set it up so that I'll probably make almost $100 off of those shoes for a little bit of an investment now. You know what I mean? I will keep one or two back for, like, my grandkids, because, you know, I got some bigger sizes, you know, just in case for them. But this is the time when you see a lot of things on clearance. If you have any amount of money that you can kind of fork out right now, a lot of places you resell, the resale kingdom of reselling furniture and clothing, that has exploded over the years. It's just that you got to kind of go in those stores, see what they are buying, not what you're buying, what they're buying. Stand in line and look around. See what they're buying. Then go out and buy that. And then sell it to them. Sell it to the store. It's very easy. And I'll tell more people a little bit more about it when I do the show. Because when you see how it's almost like flipping houses. It's not about what you want. Because one time I did it, and I was buying all these size clothes that were like size 5 and 7. And I brought them home and I was like washing them up. My husband looked at me, he said, "Now, honey, those clothes look a little small." You know, he didn't want to say, well, he just was being very nice. He said, "Honey, those they don't really look like you, and they kind of look kind of small," thinking maybe I kind of lost my mind or something. And I said, "Oh no, honey, I'm going to flip them." And when he saw me flip them, and I made almost 3 times the amount of these clothes, he couldn't believe it. And then he started looking. After a while, now I look for stuff. I got my kids looking for stuff. I got my grandkids looking for stuff. Because you'd be surprised what you can flip and then buy what you need. People do it all the time.
Right. And that's the economy that you have. Because let me tell you, everyone, the saying that I love now is that, and I love saying, is that pretty soon there will be no jobs, but there'll be plenty of work to do. You have to create your own economy. And this is what Sister Davis is talking about. And it's very, you know, it just takes some practice, some thought, and then you engage. But one of the things that's so important, do not use the same consciousness that the world has taught you about economy. See, what happens here is this. You're going to have to look at this from a standpoint as to where you could benefit yourself, your family, and the community at large. It's so, so, so important that this is understood and actually done. So, man, Sister Davis, I can't wait for that class. I mean, that actual show. And then, you know, we got to talk about putting that into our overall class, too. Because that is something that's very, very beneficial. So it can help some people see some of the things that they can do, because we are such a vast, myopic people that we need to cover all of the bases. And I really do appreciate you and Brother Davis. And Brother Davis, tomorrow's Wise Wednesday.
Yeah, brother, I told you before,
Sister Cynthia got under my skin because I could identify with what she was saying. So I regularly try to give a class basically to teach people self-elevation. But yes, for the next 2 weeks, tomorrow's class is going to be preparation for a gun show. And I'm going to teach you some basic things that you can do, how to look at your circumstance and see what would be suitable for the protection you would need in those circumstances, how to judge what would be effective and what will be over effective. Also, how to examine your cash situation and compare that to your need, and also come up with some ideas that would be suitable in that circumstance.
We call it projection for protection.
Yeah, and then we'll go, Erica said projection for protection.
I got it.
And then after I go to the gun show this weekend, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a synopsis of what it was like. Now, I've been to them before, and I'm hoping that a few of my, should I say, protégés, when I get back home, I can give them a little bit of understanding and take them with me so that they will understand that, listen, it doesn't make a difference how you perceive what you do when you go in the devil's den, but you got to get what you go for. In spite of what you hear around you, in spite of what you might hear say, in spite of how you want to react, you got to stay focused on what you're trying to do and get as much out of the investment of time and cash that suits you. And then here's the worst part. You got to be able to come out of there in a disarming way and get it home. Because see, we already know now that black people with a gun is a license for a cop. You see, so I don't want you to think I'm taking this lightly. That's why I want to give you a show prior to let you know what my preparation is. And I also want to give you a show afterwards so I could give you an idea of exactly what to expect and how I dealt with it and my process of getting through this. And then we're going to get away from this because I like you to understand this. We're only incorporating this because it's a necessity. Or else I wouldn't want to even confront it. Guns don't have the best memories for me, but I do understand the importance of knowing them and how to use them. So that's why I want to get this done in the next 2 weeks and get this out the way. And please, those of you who have insight into anything, call, because your insight may be the doorway to someone else's understanding. And I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. And excellent show tonight, Dave, as usual.
Definitely, Brother Davis. I can't wait for that show tomorrow. And I will definitely be actively engaged in that one, as all of them, because there's definitely some things that we need to know about how to prepare ourselves when it comes to protection in that aspect of the firearms, because it's so important. And it, you know, it can be intimidating, but it doesn't have to be intimidating. Brother Davis will definitely tell you what his experience would be, and I'll tell you what mine have been and how you can navigate that for a very best, in a way that will be beneficial and positive for you and your family because of the necessity of it. So I'm looking forward to that. The perception and protection tomorrow on Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Looking forward to that. So, okay, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, thank y'all so much. We definitely talk to you guys tomorrow. As always, such a blessing to have you a part of everything that we do. Much love, much respect. Let me know where you guys are.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. We had, let me go to Brother Davis, Team Davis, Davis team. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, perception and protection. Very important one. Let's go to another caller that we have in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hello, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Mel, what's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm fighting it, but I'm getting there. I'm getting
there. Good, good. I'm happy to hear. Let me know if there's something we could do and help you out with. What's going on, brother?
Well, nothing, man. Just listening, and that brother, was it Jerry? Brother Jerry?
Yes.
He was asking some good questions. And I was just thinking, man, like, you know, with things that you can be prepared with, and it's like feminine hygiene. It's like endless. There's endless. But me personally, what I've done for years when I work, you know, in like, you know, I'm a mechanic by trade, a machinist by trade. So, mm-hmm. you know, I work in like plants, you know, and man, mm-hmm. I hit up every first aid kit I can find, at least.
Right.
Because they replenish them, you know, once they replenish them at on a need to do basis. Man, and I mean, sometimes you have to acquire unauthorized acquisitions. So, mm-hmm. but stocking up on like, you know, alcohol pads, liquid bandages, I mean, things like that, survival yeah. things, man, in those first aid kits. And just those are little things, you know, batteries, just the small things. All of those things can be bartering tools. All of those things, man.
Yeah.
But he has some really good insight, and I just wanted to really just chime in because I ain't heard from you in a minute. But then I was going to ask you, did Wimpy ever pay for them hamburgers?
What happened?
Did Wimpy, did he ever pay for those hamburgers? Did he promise to pay back on Wednesday?
What?
You know I'm crazy. You saying basically that the pensions has been stolen, and they say, I promise to pay you back.
Oh, yeah. Back. Yeah. You see. Yeah. No, you said. No, they didn't pay him back. Right. You know, is that the truth? And I was like, what? I remember that with the hamburgers. I was like, man, where is Mel going with this? Because I know it's funny, man. You know, you dating yourself, man, because I remember watching that. Well, yeah, Wimpy with them hamburgers, brother.
Wimpy still ain't bought a hamburger in his life.
He never bought a hamburger in his life. Man, right. you sick for that one. You had me on that one.
I know I did, man. Hey, thank you so much for all you do, Dave, for real, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you and who you are and what we're going to continue to do collectively as a family and an extension of our families. Much love, much respect to you and the family. And if there's not something, man, let me know.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Thank you.
Much love, much respect. Okay, peace. We're going to go to a commercial break real quick, and then we're going to come back and jump into a couple other things. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you have any questions or comments, definitely jump in on the conversation. You can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Hit *61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. So just before we get out of here. What I want to do, also look at some of the current events. It was something that we're going to try to go through these things. There's a couple of things that we're going to talk about later on. The highlight, we have to look at the budget aspect of it and what the Texas Dallas Fed said yesterday. We're going to talk about that. Very, very important so that you see where we are. But in looking at some other things inside of the news was Justice Thomas posed questions to the Supreme Court crowd. And basically, he was challenging the U.S. government's approach to trying to take away Second Amendment rights for people that committed a misdemeanor of domestic violence. And so that's the challenge. And this was the first time that he's asked a question in over 10 years. And Scalia was his buddy, and he was a advocate for the Second Amendment. And so it looks like Clarence Thomas is going to take that approach because that voice has now been missing in the Supreme Court. So just a little, as you know, because this is where things are going, and all of this is going to be relevant. There's a reason why there's an attack on the Second Amendment now, because they were the ones that gave it to you, and now they are the ones that want to take it away from you. Why? Because of what they want you to do. They don't care really about the overall firearms that you have. They don't really care. But what it is the process of giving you to surrender your firearms for the purpose of when the collapse happens, that you will be even more vulnerable to the collapse. This is about making you vulnerable to the collapse. And that's why you're starting to have the overall push against the Second Amendment and for your rights. Let me tell you something. No government can give you authorization or the right to defend yourself accordingly and properly. It's none of their damn business. When you need to protect yourself at the appropriate time, they are not your God. They are not your ruler. They are not your essence of life. And we have given them that position, and that needs to be taken away. Read the Declaration of Independence, and when it talks about a government that has gone tyrannical, what the people should be doing. It's time to abolish it and to establish something that is who basically identifies who you are. Doesn't matter what their seal, their regalia says, or what they're capable of doing. They can't do anything to you that is worse than you, which you can do to yourself. And surrendering your free will is some of the worst things that you could ever, ever do in this physical time in life. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. And this is what needs to really be massaged and cultivated within ourselves. The great creator would make no mistake by making you a individual, uniquely relevant. What the government's tried to do is they try to make you like cattle and sheep. And they do that from the standpoint, from this reason. They want you to look at cattle and sheep as something that you can possess as real estate when it is another living being. And this is the overall indoctrination of enslavement. There should be relationships that you have with everything. This is being destroyed and has been subjugated in so many ways. So check out that article. Next one is from the Daily Beast. How bomb blast changes a soldier's brain. Let me tell you something. At some point in some time, we need to give up this military worship and stop fighting for someone else's enslavement over us all in our bondage. At some point, we need to stop being soldiers and start being warriors and stop practicing this destructive nature. They call it civilization, but civilization is nothing more than mass murder, sanctioned mass murder for organized crime. You weren't born this way. You were trained to be this way. And we need to return to the unfallible way that we were created. It was perfect. And that is what we need to return to. Check out that article. Next one, but want to hurry up. But there's one I really want to give some attention to in this last 15 minutes of the show, really like 10 minutes of the show, because in 1 second. But if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, definitely now's the time to do that. You can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit star 61. We have a new drop. I want to say thanks to CeCe. As soon as Scotty's able to put it together, we'll have that for you. CeCe did a masterful job. CeCe has a golden voice, golden voice. We're going to bring that to you guys pretty soon, and it's going to be about our overall precious metals training and our membership in the iMarkets Live International opportunity with Forex trading, which is so important. I haven't been able to start my trading, but I'll just say this. Because I forgot my password because I stopped trading for a while and I need to redo that, and it's a process to do that. So I haven't actively started trading, but of course I've been looking at the market, and I've actually placed things inside of Tando for the market traders so that you can key in on some of the things that's going on. And I would have had the past 2 days would have been very, very profitable for me because of the trades that I would have taken and the opportunity. And what we're going to do with the iMarkets Live International trading is that for everyone that has signed up, we're going to actually start our own group, and we're going to make sure that we are trading and understanding what's going on as much as we possibly can and rely on each other. And not only that, some of the information that's out there, we can use that to apply and to put ourselves in a better position to win and increase our overall chances of winning. And so we're going to do that. And that's coming. Hopefully we're going to do some of that this week. As soon as I can get my, get everything worked out administratively, where we're solid. And if you're interested in learning how to trade in the Forex market, and I definitely, the iMarkets Live International, format.com, iMarketsLiveInternational.com format is very, very good. And there's a reason why that I came back into that before for the harmonic scanner. I've done trading before. I'm very familiar with it. I've done very, very well, but the timing of things just with everything else with my schedule, because of the hours and everything else, I wasn't able to maximize it. But now, because of what's going on in the world, the opportunities is there. So I would basically say, I think in the past 2 days or so, I'm going to be conservative. It would have been about roughly almost, $300, maybe about $500 for the past 2 days for the direction I was going to go in, with that. But that is because of a lot of different things, how much and a lot, you know, a bunch of different variables, which you will understand and you'll learn once you learn the Forex market. But the thing about the Forex market is that once you learn it, there's no one that can take it away from it, and you can use that to actually fund what it is that you need to fund. And it's so, so important, and it's a really good opportunity. So we're going to talk about that. And I believe we're going on Black in Business today after Tando Radio Show to talk about some of those things. But this is what I like to call is a way in which you can fire your boss. And one of the things is that you're going to have to increase, like Sister David said, you know, actually she flips different items. You know, that's one of the ways that you can do it. The Forex market is one of the ways that you can do it. And the reason why I like it because of this. You can be paid off of your performance right away. One of the things that's very different, and I'm not a trader. I don't have a trader's mentality. I have a fundamental trader's with a purpose mentality when I go into the market. I go in for a reason to get what it is that I need and not to become a trader, because a lot of traders don't know what's going on in the world. This is why they don't do as well. They do well as far as getting gains, but they also have large losses. Everyone has losses, and that is something that goes along with the market, but you make sure that you have the discipline not to supersede your losses. Okay. And what I like about what I found in trading for myself is that when I base it off of different things and put those things together, fundamental things together, I'm able to profit a whole lot more and to minimize my losses. And that's what I'm going to be looking forward to increasing. And that way I can transfer that into a real savings plan, into doing the things that I need to do. And then our overall group that we're going to be in, and we're going to actually look at some of the global groups that iMarkets have, some of the group that John Black has, and then we will have our own. John will be in that also. But we will have our own so that we can stay and keep each other as disciplined as possible for these whole things, and so that we can maximize our overall efforts, talents, and abilities to gain to be on the right side of the trade. And we're going to do that collectively together. And that's, you know, the great thing about it. And I think it's a great, great opportunity for us all. So just wanted to say that. And if you're interested in that, you can go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and sign up there. The initial membership is $200. Then it's $150 a month. But once you refer three people that sign up, then that takes care of that. And then every three people after that, there's a credit that's given to you. So I'm not really into it for, you know, that part. That's a plus to it. I'm really looking at the opportunity from the trading, the ability to be on the currency trade throughout the world, especially at how volatile things are going to be in the future. The opportunity for you to gain, and believe me, you know, it's different than the brokers. This is where you can understand, learn, earn, and then know why you did things to increase your overall profit opportunities. But you will also have, of course, your principal will be subject to market loss, and that will come in trading. And I will say this about traders. It's very important that you understand why you lost currency in the market, because in order to become a winner, you first have to know how to strategically lose so that you can become a better, in a more where you have the likelihood and you can increase the percentages of you winning. You have to learn from the losses, why that happened, what's going on, what could be here. And then you always have the discipline to never, ever, ever enter into a trade when you're not willing to lose the position that you have. So, so important. Once you understand that, now you can start to build a very solid foundation and start to build into place very strong walls and pillars of strength for your overall economic influx to in another stream of revenue that you can actually maintain your overall quality of life, standard of living, and actually establish some means of acquiring the assets that are needed in order to save and to prepare yourself for the future. And then you will find this. You won't care what happens in the market. If you can see it happening before it happens, you could profit from it. And even though you're not the one that's creating it, then what you can do is take that saving and then now establish something else, and at the appropriate time, acquire enough of the prosperity that has been lost so that you can reposition yourself to where now the economy listens to you. It's a very, very dynamic thing, and it can be done, and it's something that should be engaged in by us all. So with that being said, let me see, before we get out of here, one second, there was one other major, didn't even get to the war stuff. This stuff, continue to watch what's going on, in North Korea, in the South Sea of China, and in right now Syria, and in Africa and in South America. Because what tends to happen at these times is that something will go awry that hasn't been on the radar. Something can go off in Eastern Europe, and Europe is imploding as we speak because of so many things, the economics and the overall immigration, influx and the saturation of refugees that are flowing inside of Greece and all throughout Europe, and the destabilizing factors of that are becoming very, very apparent. So, but we're going to look at this winds of war, because they are definitely here. And there was one thing that I posted, North Korea gets tough UN sanctions, could get as tough as UN sanctions. And let me tell you, one of the reasons why they're doing that, this is all a play for gold. North Korea is rich in natural resources, is rich in gold, rich in silver. It also has some rare earth minerals. But the most, one of the most important things is its overall gold hoardings, and some of its silver hoardings are great. This is the real reason why the destabilization is going to continue to happen. So, all right, everyone, just want to say, I want to thank you all for listening. Listen, if you're ready to get involved in the precious metals, the membership training that we have is $25 a month. You get the precious metals class. You will get in-depth preparedness training. On the table of preparedness and how to do it, the I'm pretty sure the need to bring some of the people on that are in that the extended class, and they can tell you itself from the precious metal side or from the preparedness side. Some of the information that we're sharing in there is crucial and vital. Some of the things that you haven't thought about, and we're going to continue to do that. It's a long process, and it's $25 a month. Is there for you. If you'd like to get involved in that, all you have to do is email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. We'll put you in, and also with the Forex trading with iMarketsLiveInternational.com. If you're interested in that, you can also text me there or go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and sign up there. Or you can text me, and we're going to bring this to us, and we're going to start trading and increasing our overall capabilities to trade in a market that is going to continue regardless of what the economic direction is. Okay, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening. Tomorrow is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and he will be here with the Perception and Protection. That's coming tomorrow, and looking forward to that. We just want to say to you all much love, much respect, and remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing, and there's never goodbye, as always, I'll see you later. Peace and much, much love and respect to you all. We're out.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.